And then in Oklahoma, of course, the Broadway show Oklahoma was big. And my parents presented the premiere of Oklahoma here in Tulsa, amazing, for over a one-week stand. I went to every performance, and I sat up right next to the stage at Convention Hall, or Brady Theater as we know it today, right next to the stage, because those seats usually weren't sold. Before the week was over, I was singing, standing on my feet. Let's see, I was probably 5 or 6 years old, but I knew every song and was being very flamboyant with my arms as they were singing the songs for Oklahoma. And finally, the manager came, and he knew that I was up there, but he said to my dad, "It's so funny, the cast backstage wants to know, who is this young tyke sitting on the front row next to the stage singing the songs right along with us?" And they explained who I was. But there was a lot of memories.
Other major attractions that would come through that you can remember?
I do remember that Burl Ives did a solo concert for my parents that they presented. He was to give the concert that evening, and that afternoon he got a Western Union telegram, which was the way they communicated in those days, that his mother had passed away. He was very upset. My father went to him and said, "Mr. Ives, we can reschedule this if you need to go home." He said, "No, I need to do this." So he did one of the best concerts, they said, on the stage of Burl Ives ever did. There were all sorts of acts that they used to have. As I said, Gene Autry went out on tour and would sing his songs. The big finale was to have Champion, his horse, come out on stage. I remember there was a show in the 60s called Damn Yankees, Broadway show, and my father was negotiating on presenting it here in Tulsa, and as I said, Western Union was the way they communicated in those days. So he called Western Union, which he did all the time, to present offers instead of a fax or telephone. That's how they did it. He offered X number of dollars for Damn Yankees. This would be his bid. They called back and they said, "Mr. Carson, we cannot send this with this word in here." He said, "Well, that's the name of a show." And they said, "I'm sorry, that's against our rules for Western Union." So he just had to put the word Yankees in the telegram.
Remember stories and acts are supposed to come in and they didn't show?
Oh yeah, later on. I'm not aware of events that were supposed to take place that didn't when my parents, although I'm sure that they did happen because those things happen. But later on, after my dad died, I came into the business in the 60s, and of course we had a slew of attractions.
How old were you then when you came in?
I was 23. In fact, I used to have people that would come in for the show. I'd been talking with them on the phone for maybe 6-8 months before an event came in, and they'd come in and they'd say, "Wow, you're a lot younger than I thought." But it was so easy for me because I grew up in the business. I used to sit on the living room floor in the 50s, folding brochures that were to go out in a mailing. My father started Broadway Theater League here in 1958, which was the first series of Broadway shows that were ever here in Tulsa. I can remember handling window cards or posters around to stores promoting shows. So I kind of grew up and I would hear the lingo that was involved with show business. So when he passed away and I just graduated from the University of Arkansas, I came into the business to assist my mother the way that my father did with his mother back in 1941. What had happened about a year before my father passed away, the Tulsa Convention Center, called the Tulsa Assembly Center in those days, was just being completed. They came to my father and said, "You know, we need a box office because of all these attractions. And a lot of times in cities, we hire city people to do it, and then we have to train them and get them to know what's involved in selling tickets. Because sometimes you may have several events, 10,000 seats for each event. You may have over 100,000 individual tickets for sale at any one time." And said, "Would you be interested in taking over the box office?" So that is how Carson Attractions got involved with the city of Tulsa and the Tulsa Assembly Center, going in to that building. And at the same time, there were many shows we were presenting, but we offered services to traveling shows. Dick Clark had a slew of rock and rollers that he would put on. Sonny and Cher, The Tulsa Ice Oilers had their office right next to our box office, so it was very easy to handle their tickets also. Leroy McGuirk in wrestling was next to the Oilers in the lobby of the Assembly Center. We became involved in an extension of not just handling tickets for your own shows, but offering a service of selling tickets for traveling events and also offering them the service of being able to assist them with radio advertising, television advertising, drawing up the newspaper ads. I can remember drawing up newspaper ads with my pencil back in the mid-60s even, and scheduling that. The business kind of changed at that point.
That was in the...
This was in the 60s, actually, when I came
when
in.
When the connection to the convention center.
That's right. The convention center was finished in 64. My father passed away in 65 when I was 23, and he had just cemented the deal with the city of Tulsa to go in and serve as their box office. At that time, I can remember many events. I think the Royal Marine Tattoo, which was a Scottish bagpipe extravaganza, was the first show that I was ever involved in the convention center.